North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm joined by Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in Sandpoint. And every month we come together and share ideas, talk a lot about what's going on in our lives and everyone else's lives. And we talk about mental health, relationships, and fitness. And I love this show because we get to talk about the holidays.
Yes,
we do. Today we are talking about the holidays, and we're talking about ways to give yourself a calm, happy holiday season.
Yes.
And also ways to avoid family conflicts. I kind of asked Jill last minute, hey, remember last year when we talked about that? Let's do that again, because most of us will have family members around, and it's kind of been an intense 2 years.
Yes, it has.
So
it has.
A little refresher on how to get along, I think, is important.
Yes.
And then we'll get to six reasons why we should be exercising in the winter.
Yes,
yeah,
I like
we'll
that.
Finish that. So.
That's great.
How are you, Jill?
Well, you know, really, really good. I just got back from we drove down to Boise.
Nice.
For my daughter's birthday. And they had gifted our son Adam with a flight over.
Oh.
So he came too. And so we all got to be together. It was the first time Adam had been to his sister's home.
Oh, wow.
So, we all stayed and had such a good time together. And, of course, the highlight for me was going bridal shopping with my daughter.
Oh, that's fun.
It was so much fun. I'm so glad that I just really felt incredibly fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great experience. And did you go into the boutiques and sit and watch? And they kind of, would you like something to drink?
Yes,
yeah, it's the
yes,
full.
Yes,
yeah, it's fun.
Yes, and it was cute because we went to the first one in the morning, and Cammy said she thought she had found her dress, and it was really beautiful. And she said, I don't know if we need to go to that second appointment. I said, we've got it. Let's just go. And that way we'll confirm our decision. So we went to the second one, which was a much nicer experience, and she found the dress.
Ah, she said yes to the dress.
She said yes to the dress.
Great.
It was really cute, and I think she's overjoyed. It's one that she kind of got teary thinking of how Nick would see her.
Oh.
So what a rich experience, and I'm hoping that the two of us can do it with Ellie too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I know. So
yeah, you have two weddings coming up.
Two weddings this summer. It's going to be a big summer. A lot going on. And what about you?
You know, enjoying fall.
Yeah.
It's really been beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the colors. And Jeff and I took a drive up to Priest Lake a couple weekends ago, and no one is up there.
Wow.
And it was so calm, and the mountains were beautiful, and we sat on the lake with our dog, and then we went on a bike ride, which was kind of scary because no one's up there but the bears.
Really?
So we were a little intimidated, but it was a beautiful day, and doing things like that, really just kind of slowing down, getting ready for winter.
Well, we were really lucky. I just called Quinn's to see when we could possibly get in. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we happened to have a cancellation.
Wow.
So it was for weekend before last. And so it was kind of spontaneously. We went over, and beautiful drive, you know, in the fall. It was gorgeous. And like you, it was a really slowing down.
Yeah, it's really, you know, we talk about it, how important it is. But then when you actually do it, it makes that moment seems so long, and that reset long, like, oh, then you're re-energized and ready for the week. It was a total game changer.
Yeah. No, I think those weekend or even overnights,
mm-hmm.
when you're not really, there's no agenda, you just sort of relax and slow down, really, really good for the soul.
Yeah.
And I love the road trips together.
Right. We just got one of those vans, and Jeff's going to convert it into like a camper van. So we're planning and dreaming about little, you know, 3 days here, 3 days here, and just because that's how we like to travel. And it's going to be, there's so many cool places to see just around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Fun.
Well, Thanksgiving is next week.
Yes. A week from tomorrow.
I talked about it twice in the gym today and people were like, what are you talking about? It's not next week. I'm like, yeah, yes. It's next week. Get ready, people. Get your turkey. There's a shortage.
I bought my turkey this morning just in case.
Yeah. We got ours a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, I'm ready. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. I love it too. It's just a joy to be able to cook all day. Yeah.
And now, does your whole family get together?
Well, Cammy is going to be staying down there for Thanksgiving and come up for Christmas. But but Adam and Ben and Ellie and Ben's roommate.
Yeah,
and,
all right.
So
Now all of my family's coming together. Oh. My brother's coming up, and so it's going to be fun.
And your niece?
My niece won't be able to see us this time, but she'll be up for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, but we are going to have our meeting. We always have a lunch before Thanksgiving, my mom and my daughters, to plan. We have our planning session. So our planning session is on Friday. Yeah.
So that's congruent with what our topic is, right?
Exactly. Yes. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to give ourselves a calm, happy holiday. This is Functional Health Radio.
Oh, it's you again.
Get ready, Inland Northwest. Neil here from Auto Credit Sales. I'm sick of waiting for the big parade on Turkey Day, so I'm launching my own parade of trades. But I need your help to get it off the ground. That means if you bring me your trade, you could get paid. I need big trucks, small trucks, big cars, small cars, little cars, big cars, slow cars, fast cars. Even if your clunker's rusted and busted, I'll take it for my parade of trades and give you way more than it's worth. Have you heard no in the past? Other dealers are full of hot air, but my team's pumped to get you approved. Pump you up.
Okay, that's funny.
So join my parade of trades and get way more than your car is worth. But hurry, this deal's done. 191 people join the parade. I'm Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. Float on over to autocreditsales.com to see all of the cars.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be your finance offer. Absolutely ends November 30th, 2021. And are you Hans or Franz?
Oh, yeah.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Stanley, a 60-pound Labrador retriever, staggered into North Idaho Animal Hospital after ingesting a tray of freshly baked brownies. Interestingly, his heart rate was not elevated, nor was his heartbeat abnormal. His only symptom was absolute delirium. He could not stand, walk, or focus on his surroundings. What's your diagnosis? Upon further questioning, Stanley's owner admitted to adding a hefty amount of marijuana to the brownie batch as they were using it medicinally. Stanley had encountered the normal hyperactivity produced by chocolate with THC from the marijuana. Luckily, IV fluids and a large oral dose of activated charcoal reversed all the symptoms within 12 hours, and Stanley wagged his way out the door. Visit us at North Idaho Animal Hospital, right across from Dairy Depot at 320 South Ella. North Idaho Animal Hospital, growing and expanding because we care.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, live on the station as well as streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and a coach, and I own a local gym called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn, and Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint. We are talking about my favorite holiday, and I think Jill's, Thanksgiving, but also all of them, and how to make it easier.
Yes. Well, I want to hear a little more about, so what is your planning session with your mom and
planning
girls?
Sessions. Well, we decide who's going to be responsible for what part of the meal.
Yes.
And so the kids. Oh, and the kids are always creating some new cocktail.
Oh, yes.
So there's that.
Yes.
But yeah, just kind of divvy up the responsibilities, cause instead of like my mom used to do everything.
Yes.
Or I, when the kids were younger, I'd do it all.
Right.
So it's just, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of like a pregame.
Yes.
Like you get excited.
Yes. So that's for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we do a variation of the theme where I sort of say, okay, here's what I want you to be in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
And so we divvy it up and we kind of know who likes to do what.
Right.
But that is so congruent with what we're talking about today. So what the first tip is to plan your holiday meals and have a grocery list.
Yes.
Ahead of time. Right?
My grandma taught me that.
Well, especially right now when they're talking about potential turkey shortage, right? So
right.
You said you bought yours.
Get that turkey.
I bought mine. Pepperidge Farm stuffing is no longer available in Sandpoint.
So I heard that.
I'm blown away by that. I don't know why.
Wow. Yeah. Helen was looking.
You cannot
for
get
their
it.
Friendsgiving, and then she could not find it.
Fortunately, my daughter bought two packages, and I said, can you send me up one of them?
That's like last year. There was no pumpkin.
Oh, no.
And so everyone was, they'd go out of town and bring me. I have so many cans of pumpkin, so if anyone would like some.
So, yes, I think those things, if we have a week now to kind of plan
sure.
it. And I did start buying some of those things, like cranberries. Sometimes they
yes.
run out of that. Yeah. So making your list of what you're going to have and what your ingredients are. And, you know, as we say, you can buy things in advance.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to stress if are they going to be sold out or dashing to the store at the last minute. That's it really saves
you know
yourself.
What I have started doing, because I used to dash at the last minute and you know, and every time I was always so surprised, why are there no more Brussels sprouts, why are
right.
there no, you know, but I kind of have started making the big list and then taking a few like five items off of that, and every time I go get those things.
Oh nice.
Yeah,
that's
so it's
a good
not
idea
overwhelming, and the
yeah.
bill isn't as scary.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I do when things are on sale.
Mm-hmm.
If I see something, I stock up on that, especially for baking, because we do a lot of
yes.
baking. So, but having that list ahead of time and really working on that so you're not stressed about that.
Right.
So, second thing, and this is one that I definitely do, is make your gift list and kind of start working through that. I usually start about September
yes.
on my gifts and mm-hmm. Keep a list of what I'm getting for everybody. And
well, let me just tell you, I'm looking at my phone right now. So our family uses an app called Giftful. It is free. So Giftful. Jessie is my organizer. She's the daughter that is, everything's on a spreadsheet or organized. But anyway, we've been using for the last 3 years an app where you can go in, and so like we were looking at the Mountain Hardware catalog. And so I would, if I liked a jacket, I would just click on it and you can share that link to your profile on that app. So your whole family, your friends, and they can go in and see the gifts that you're interested in.
Really?
And then they can purchase or say, I'm buying that without me knowing.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Giftful.
Giftful.
I better write that down.
Write it down.
Great
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. It's fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier.
That does. Although I do like to sort of surprise people.
For sure.
That's really yeah. fun for me. And I like being able to go visit my daughter and see, okay, I think she needs
yeah.
a new tablecloth
yeah.
and napkins and sort of.
That's really nice.
Yeah. But I think doing that early, and if you determine a budget, then you don't have to stress about how much you're going to spend. And there's also a suggestion that we remember the other people besides our family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, are we going to tip our hairdresser or our cleaning person or delivery people, whomever you
right.
go to,
mm-hmm.
To kind of put them into the budget as well. The other thing about mailing gifts, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm already thinking about who do I need to mail gifts to and when do I get them to the post office to make sure.
Because Helen is in shipping and she keeps sending us updates. So it must be online. You can look for the postal service to see as they adjust the last moment that you can get these out.
Wow.
Dates. Yeah. So be aware of that. For
yes.
sure.
That's good to know. Yes. I'm figuring I'm going to, rather than wait till anywhere near the middle of December, is to get them out right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that get that done. The third thing is planning your gift supplies. So I noticed that not all of my Christmas stuff actually got put away last year. That saves me some stress.
Aren't you lucky?
I don't have to schlep it back upstairs. So I do, though. You know, pull all my wrapping stuff out and look and see, what do I need? Do I need more tape, or do I need ribbon? Do I need wrapping paper? Checking ahead of time, you know, tags, all that sort of thing. And then the other thing is sort of looking at decorations, mm-hmm. so that we can sift through and say...
And sort, yes. And remove.
Yes, sort and remove. I've also taken to saying, these are the things I want to keep. Do you kids want...
Exactly.
These.
Yes.
Right? And if not, they're going to the Goodwill.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
I mean, and for whatever reason, I can't get rid of the ones that are broken. I don't know why I keep them. You get to the bottom line, this is half an ornament. What am I doing? Why?
Yes. Yes. So thinking ahead about all of those things and preparing in advance. Now there's another one is a big one for me, the holiday card.
Oh, yes.
So what do you do for holiday
cards?
Well, last
year you got a New Year's card from me.
I love that. I've been known to
you
do
know,
that.
We do the, like the Shutterfly type.
Yes.
Would you simple.
Yes.
For me, that's easy. I used to, you know, write the cards and all that. And it just stopped. I would love to be able to do that. If I wasn't so busy, I would make that a priority. Or instead of gifts, I think that is a great thing.
Yes.
But yeah, right now, I like to see people too. You know, we
yes.
haven't been able to see people. So the photos kind of, we do kind of a journey of the last year. So all the kids are in it, and different seasons, and try to do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, similarly, we do the Shutterfly cards, and I did two different mock-ups. The first one was a really simple, just one card, mm-hmm. front and back. And it was hard to get all of the major events.
Right.
Right.
Well, you have to have the dogs on.
We had to have the puppies.
Yes.
We had to have the engagements. And we had our Europe trip. And I thought, well, I might have to do the trifold. So
yes.
I did one of the single and one of the trifold.
Nice.
And, but the other thing that I like to do is Shutterfly offers 10 free cards a couple of different times.
Oh, nice.
So I order the 10 free cards to see what they look like. And then when I order the rest of them, mm-hmm. I've got a head start on it.
Perfect.
So picking out your pictures, that always is quite a process. Which
yes.
picture do you want, and which kids, what mm-hmm. picture do the kids like, and going through that, getting it made. I already bought my Christmas postage stamps.
Wow.
Costco.
You are on it.
Well, I don't want to have a stressful season. And I know for me, the more that I get done ahead of time, the less stress
yeah.
and
yeah.
the happier I'll be.
Totally.
So you can get your stamps in advance, making sure you have your addresses, because sometimes people have moved.
That's where I have a problem.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. We have a drawer now where I've kept all the ones we have received. I've left the envelopes in there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been known to do that as well.
So then I just pull those out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last year, after Christmas, I had Adam go through that stack of envelopes mm-hmm. and put them into my
right.
contact list. So that, right. that really helped. So again, starting early, there's also the question for me every year, am I going to do the holiday letter or not?
Yes, that is the question.
Some
I've
years.
Never... can't say that. I think I have done a couple of them. This would be a year maybe where you need to.
I might need to do it. And I didn't do it last year because it was just so depressing. So I might write a letter this year. But I find I wake up in the middle of the night and I start composing the letter in my head. So the sooner I get that done, again, that then I can sleep better.
Right.
So next topic is holiday parties. Yeah? So if you're hosting a holiday party, getting that date picked and sending out invitations well in advance so people can go ahead and put it on their calendars and start planning the menu for that.
Right.
Yeah. And then can you delegate? I'm getting better about this, delegating parts of the menu to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I used to try to take it all on myself, and I thought, you know, that's yeah. I end up being overwhelmed.
Right.
So delegate that out. And people often say, what can I bring? Yeah. And if you already have the menu planned, then you can easily say, mm-hmm. well, here's what you can bring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next one is preparing for holiday events. So whether it's the nutcracker that you do or going to see Santa or some other event. I know when my kids were doing the nutcracker, if I didn't buy my tickets early enough, it got sold out.
Yeah.
So thinking about those things and making sure that you get the tickets, because there's nothing worse than having your child dance in the nutcracker and like, not being able to get a ticket.
Mom, where are you?
That's not a good thing. And you know, if you have grandchildren or children, when and where do you take them to get their picture taken with Santa? Those kinds of things.
And I think there's a Santa shortage, actually.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
For the photos, not the real Santa. But okay. In going into the malls, I heard that people still aren't comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
Well, we have to do alternative things. And that's okay. Yeah. But, you know, planning for those and preparing for that.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll continue the list.
Okay.
I'm already feeling more relaxed.
Yes.
All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
It's a great time of year to visit Sweet Lou's. Catch your favorite team's football games with a special NFL menu. Sweet Lou's is your headquarters for all Seattle Kraken NHL games. There's a full bar in Ponderay and tons of beers on tap at both locations. And it's gift card season. Purchase a $50 gift card now and receive an extra $10 gift card free on Front Street in downtown Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
This year, give yourself and those you care about the gift of health and fitness at Natural Fitness Gym. Let Natural Fitness tone, shape, and energize your body with the area's largest equipment selection, cardio, and clean atmosphere. They have 24-hour member access. Natural Fitness gives you two locations at one great price, in Sandpoint on Superior Street and in Ponderay on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. Give the gift of health and join Natural Fitness today.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. Our mild winter and moist spring seem to have favored the insects. That means the fleas and the ticks are more prevalent this season. Some of the ticks in our area can create problems if they get on our pets. Tick paralysis will cause a weakness starting in the hindquarters. If not corrected, can lead to complete paralysis. Fleas, on the other hand, are more commonly noted for transmitting the tapeworm. Most people notice tapeworm segments on their pet's tail hairs if their pet has been infected. Fleas also can create an allergic condition, which results in the persistent itching, possibly forming hot spots. If you suspect any of the previous conditions, don't hesitate to call your local veterinarian. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, live on the station as well as streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a local gym called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist and is sharing great tips on how to keep this holiday season less stressful. So let's keep going.
Yes, and as you and I were sharing during the break, that in the early days we didn't have this down.
No,
and it was depleting.
Well, I remember, you know, we're talking about, you know, getting everything ready for the next morning, and feeling so burnt out already that I can't imagine what that's going to bring.
Right, yeah. Right. So I actually would end up sick oftentimes on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day because I had pushed myself so hard. And so it's really good with age knowing, okay, start well in advance.
Yeah, just calm down.
And get rid of the things that aren't that important, right? What can you let go of and not feel like you have to do? So that's a good thing too, is really deciding, is it that important that we have each child make a handmade gift for each one of their godparents? Yeah. Maybe or not.
Oh, those were the days.
Well, here's one that is really important. Schedule personal appointments now.
Oh, so for sure.
I tried to do side-by-side pedicure with my daughter. Mm. The soonest they could get us in was mid-January. And I said, well, sorry, she won't be here then.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, and pedicures right now are really difficult to schedule. And thinking about, do you need to get your hair done? Do you need to get a facial or a massage? And make sure that you get those kinds of things done, because we're booking up quickly these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plan your holiday wardrobe.
Wow. I'm getting my gnome sweater out because I wear it every year, and I love it.
I was doing a little bit of this weekend. We have a very social weekend this week, and I'm celebrating two of my girlfriend's birthdays on separate nights. Ivana's is shutting down. We're going to do that. And then, of course, there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Hanukkah. So I'm thinking about all these things, and in my mind started to think, okay, well, what's going to be in my wardrobe? So I think it's really useful to plan that in advance. And then you can say, well, does anything need to be altered or fixed? Is there something that I need to update and get something new, an accessory?
And rarely do I wear the formal outfits, but there are those occasions. Remember, we'd go to Kinderhaven, and it would be like a yearly thing, and I wouldn't have worn it, the jacket, the long coat. And I would have to – it would be dusty. So you have to check your closet first.
Yes.
Give yourself time.
Yeah, so kind of plan that out in advance. And then you have glitches like – I inadvertently left my brand new beautiful purple leather boots that I splurged on because I love them so much. I left them on the floor and she chewed it.
Oh.
So the next question are they repairable or
and
not?
Then how long will that take?
And where, right? It's not easy.
No.
So, yes, those are things to kind of think about.
Yeah.
So as you said a moment again, also make time to relax.
Yes.
It will be way more fun if you take time for yourself. Now, one of the things that I love as a quick way to do that is our hot tub.
Yeah.
And going to the Quinn's was great. Mm-hmm. You know, we really did that soaking. We just slowed down. That was wonderful. But thinking about yourself, what really relaxes me? Is it going for a walk with the dogs? Is it taking a hot tub? And I think we'll get to your thing soon about the importance of exercise during the holidays. That's part of it. But set realistic expectations for yourself and factor in the importance of, you know, sitting down and watching a movie.
That's what we do. I was just going to say that. Our family, my girls are all about the Christmas movies.
I love that.
And we have quite the library. It's kind of funny, though, because my favorite is White Christmas, and so that's Jesse and Helen's. Bailey is my kid that it's got to be, you know, Christmas Vacation. It's only comedy.
Really?
Yeah, whereas I get all into the
one. Yes.
And well, so we're singing songs.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so that is how we kind of take it down a notch and just enjoy what, you know, just some nice nights together.
Well, Jack Frost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's particularly poignant for me. My dad died on Christmas Day. And so this is about a dad who goes away. And, you know, so I love that. That one's one of my favorite. The other thing that we really like doing is I have my wrapping station set upstairs where our one television screen is. And I watch Christmas movies while I wrap.
There you go.
So
I just love them.
It's
and
really
then I'm
fun.
Over it by the end of December, for sure. But
and most of them I've already seen, so it's like I don't have to pay that much attention to them.
Right, exactly. Except for when Danny Kaye starts dancing, and then you know all the lyrics. It's
Yes, that is really
But yeah, taking time to relax, and that is That's number 10.
Yes.
So if you don't mind, let's switch into the fitness part, because it's winter is rough, and especially in North Idaho. Vitamin D levels, I'm going to talk about that first.
Oh,
they go down. And melatonin levels go up, which I didn't realize.
I didn't either.
And because of that, that's why we're so tired.
Wow.
And feel kind of down and depressed. And I had my vitamin D, I asked my doctor to test my vitamin D levels in August. And I thought, well, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm outside
all
the time.
No.
Actually, they were this on the low level of regular.
Really?
So I'm taking vitamin D, and I think that I think it serves us all to kind of up here get it tested.
That's a great idea.
And you can get natural vitamin D by getting outside. Exercising outside, it's 20 minutes a day is all you need, and letting your skin absorb that vitamin.
Nice.
And it makes a big difference. Also, that blood flow, keeping you warm. All those things, it's like almost like taking a bath.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. I'm always cold in the winter. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I'm in here with a down coat and a hat on. So that's a way to get your blood flowing and keep warm. And also exercise helps keep your immune system strong.
Yes.
And so when you're exercising and you're getting your blood pumping, these immune cells are circulating through your body and they're in destroying infections. So it's real important to do that. And also, like, even there are studies that are showing if you're regularly exercising, if you were to get COVID or get a breakthrough case, your odds of fighting it are better.
Much better, I'm sure.
And so, goes with the vitamin D levels too.
Yeah.
You want to have those higher. Winter blues. We've talked about this, and I hope we have another show about that, the seasonal affective disorder. But that daily workout that you're doing, maybe 45 minutes, mm-hmm. we should all be doing 10,000 steps at least.
Yep.
But get in the gym too. It releases these feel-good, de-stress brain chemicals, and that helps fight the depression. It's serotonin and dopamine, and so that can help reduce anxiety and, like I said, depression. And really, it's only 45 minutes a day, they're saying, that
we
need.
And the other thing too is, especially if you go to a gym, mm-hmm. if you have relationships there, not only is it the exercise that boosts your mood,
absolutely.
But engaging with other people, those relationships,
I think. It makes such a big difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really like exercising by myself. I mean,
it's hard.
I will do that, but it's so much more fun for me to go to a class with people I know, and I feel great afterwards.
Yeah. It's super important. They're also suggesting when you're outside, you want to take deep breaths. You want to get out there, and that will help detox and breathe, gets that air flowing through the lungs again. It's because we're inside so much.
Yeah. That fresh air feels so much better.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize this, but the average person puts on 8 pounds.
What?
In the winter.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So in the colder months, we're turning to comfort food, probably increase alcohol. We don't want to go outside. We don't want to go work out. We're dealing with all this melatonin increase. So it's hard, but you have to get out and move.
Yes.
So 8 pounds is a lot. That takes a long time to lose.
Ooh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons I like to do a warm weather retreat in the winter too,
mm-hmm.
because then I have to pay attention to how I'm going to look in my bathing suit before I go.
Yeah.
And then when I'm there, I'm moving all the time. I'm outside. I'm much more active. I almost always come back from vacations having lost weight.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah. Having those small goals that you know, okay, well, I'm going to go do this. Then I need to get it together.
Yes.
That helps.
That does really help.
All right. Wow. Well, let's talk family.
Okay. So we're doing something slightly different this mm-hmm. time. We're looking at how do you communicate with your partner to help each other get through the holiday, right? We don't want our relationship to suffer with our partner, and we also want to gain support from our partner to manage the rest of our families.
Yes.
Which sometimes can be difficult.
Yeah.
So here are some ideas that might help make the season a little more harmonious. So, like you're doing with your daughters and your mom, plan the holiday collaboratively. So, or you can sit down with your partner and say, okay, what do we want? What things do we want to do with extended family?
Yeah.
What activities? What things do we want to do with your children? Mm-hmm. Just your children. What about time for just the couple?
There you go.
And what about time for grandparents to spend with their grandchildren?
I think, okay, so that one's big. I was having a talk with my mom today, and I could just see in her face just kind of missing time with her granddaughters all together.
Yes.
All of me and my niece too. And just, I think that I was reflecting on the conversation earlier and, all right, how can I help facilitate something that's special for them to
yes.
do together?
Yes.
Because that's what it's really about.
Yes. And I think there's real merit in breaking down into subsets, right? If we expect everybody to be together all of the time, mm-hmm. That can be problematic. And even when we were in Boise this last weekend, Cammie and I spent the day being together, doing the bridal appointments, went out to lunch, went for a walk. Speaking of that, it was gorgeous. So we got to sit outside and go for a walk on the green belt.
You were outside.
Oh, it was so nice. But then the boys got to have time together to do things just them. So breaking up into those different configurations.
Manageable configurations.
Yes, yes. Who works well with whom?
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this talk about family time. This is Functional Health Radio.
The machine is coming. Bert Kreischer, the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour. Sunday, May 1st, First Interstate Center for the Arts.
This is how bad of a parent I am. I went to a parent-teacher conference. I make a cup of coffee, I grab two Diet Cokes, go to the parent-teacher conference, crack my Diet Coke, take a sip, and realize I have a Coors Light.
There's more at BertBertBert.com.
I pushed back into it and I killed that Coors Light.
Tickets on sale now at TicketsWest.com. Don't miss Bert Kreischer live.
A job at McDonald's can mean you get flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or comprehensive benefits and a supportive team with a side of always feeling valued. Find your job combo. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Your locally owned and operated McDonald's is now hiring. With above average starting wages, dependable hours, tuition assistance where available, and advancement opportunities, your future starts today. Join the team today by texting APPLY to 3800. Jobs you apply for may be in the restaurant owned by a franchisee. McDonald's and its franchisees are equal opportunity employers.
There's still time to save on Thanksgiving preparations at Bi-Mart with our latest online savings guide posted now at Bi-Mart.com. There's 11 pages packed full of store-wide savings for hosting and toasting to cooking essentials, paper products, and so much more. Our latest savings guide is posted now at Bi-Mart.com and find it in-store at our ad center. Shop Bi-Mart your way, in-store or online, and save. Employee-owned. Real value every day.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
The Sandpoint Bulldog football team plays for the 4A state championship Friday night in the Kippy Dome. Coming off last week's scintillating overtime victory over Blackfoot, the Bulldogs will try to procure the second state title in their history when they take on their third straight team out of Eastern Idaho, the team that ended their season last year, Skyline. Don't miss a minute of the action, starting with the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show at 6:40. Kickoff Friday night at 7, right here on North Idaho's radio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400. And 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, live on this station, as well as streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a local gym called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn, and Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint and also online.
Yes, yes.
We were just talking about that.
We are. We're doing quite a bit of work online still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which works, but... Well, let's come back to this. So I do talk about a lot of these things with my clients, and it's always important to have a couple consider whether or not they should stay with family.
Yes.
And I think that sometimes can be a difficult conversation if somebody wants to stay with their family, but it's triggering for the other person, that there needs to be that discussion and to say, what's the best thing for us to do?
Right.
And I think the Airbnbs have been a great alternative
for, sure. Yeah.
For people, right? That they have another option. So having that discussion in advance, and then also identifying potential triggers with each other, right? Mm-hmm. Is there something historically where, you know, something drives you crazy when you're visiting family? Identifying that in advance and strategizing, you know, what can I do to support you?
Yeah. And what really studying your partner.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know,
yes,
this is going the wrong direction and we need to guide the other way.
Yes. And one of the things that I say often to my couples is, if you know that a situation is difficult, say with a mother-in-law or whomever, right, that the two of you do this nonverbal check-in every 5 minutes. And just if you notice your partner starting to get flooded or mm-hmm. triggered, that you know, what is it that I can do to provide support and soothe my partner?
Yeah.
Coming up from behind and putting, right. Rubbing the back or saying, let's go for a walk, whatever it is. But really being attentive to the emotional well-being of your partner when you're in a family situation.
Yeah, I bet it's really hard. I mean, it is so important because especially if you're going into your own family and you have those dynamics, relationships, and to have that partner come in and join that. It is probably hard for that person who you're with your family to remember, oh yeah, there's someone who's not as comfortable as I am.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And, you know, knowing what, you know, there is a tricky dynamic that I have had historically with my sister mm-hmm. and the family knew that. And they said, we're all going to kind of keep an eye. And, you know, if things get a little tough, we'll be there for you. Yes. Or my daughter would say, let's just say that you're not available at this time or, you know. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice that there is that, how can we be there for each other
yeah.
and take care of each other emotionally? So yeah, do those periodic check-ins, and it might be that you go for a little walk. It could be a hug. I've been known to like go to the bathroom and invite somebody else to come in and we'll just
sure.
talk, right?
Yeah.
If you feel like you need to do that, but making sure that you're checking in with your partner, either non-verbally or just saying, how are you doing, right? How's this going?
Should you have a code word, like, we need to bail out for a few minutes or whatever?
Yeah. A couple I talked to yesterday, code word was pineapple. And it makes them just laugh.
Yeah, good.
Yes, those code words can be really helpful. So another thing to do is to really be intentional about the type of holiday traditions you are creating for your children. Mm. Yeah. So identify the traditions from your past that you want your children to have, and also those ones you want to change. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like I don't really want? But what we know is that children remember vacations, holidays, mm-hmm. and time spent outdoors. So holidays are a really meaningful part of memory making.
Yes.
And I know my kids, there are certain traditions that they will not let go of. They're fierce.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And if you change, oh my gosh, I know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I changed some menu item that we always have and I still hear about it. Remember that year that you didn't make, it was some kind of soup. I'm like, oh my gosh, guys.
Well, one of the things that I've really tried to do with my family is to create meaningful traditions that I didn't really have with my family of origin. Mm-hmm. And it just brings us all closer.
Yeah.
We have the sense of connection. Those rituals of connection are so important. So also let your partner know if there's something about visiting your families that you just can't do or you prefer not to participate in.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big football observer, right?
We aren't either. Yeah.
That's not something that's high on my list. And we used to visit Alex's family and they had tickets to Husky games and mm-hmm. that was not my favorite thing to do, but you know, it's okay to say, it's not really,
yeah.
maybe I'll go shopping instead.
I'll pass.
So just to have that permission that we don't have to do everything together.
Yeah.
Or if there's something that is just, I this isn't going to work for me. Right. So supporting each other in those times when sure. that's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've gotten much better about is asking my partner for help.
Oh, yeah.
That was really hard for me to do for a long time. I thought I could do everything by myself. And now I'll say, honey, could you do this? Could you do that? You know, would you bring up the crock pot for me? Or
I know. Jeff is super helpful. Never have I had a partner like that. So it is kind of – it's like, wow. Well, yeah. You already got that for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes it easier.
Well, and it does, right? I was thinking about having to go downstairs and get the crock pot and bring it back. And I could start prepping mm-hmm. while he did that. So giving ourselves permission to ask for help, mm-hmm. especially since as we're getting older, I mean, we're sort of semi-retired and yeah. he's available.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
Do it.
Yes. So also, think about what things – as a family, you don't want to do. So I think setting limits with an extended family where mm-hmm. if you feel like they're going to push you to try to do something you don't want to do, mm-hmm. that you're really mindful about that and that you have those strategies in advance about
things too, like even financially. You know, I would yes. think like you're blending all these – we're all making different levels of income and
that's
trying
right.
to picking these far out, let's go on the tour to Coeur d'Alene lighted parade. That might be
– out of someone's budget.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think that's important. So communicate about the expectations. And you know, alcohol is always a big thing,
yeah.
right? There are
mm-hmm.
some people who are not drinking or yep. people who want to drink less. And our youngest son has chosen not to drink for a while.
Uh-huh.
And so I was really mindful when we sure. were together that I wasn't going to offer him any alcohol.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put him in an uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. So, or we might even decide let's be alcohol free
right.
to support this person. Mm-hmm. So those are good conversations to have. So we all know that we have idiosyncrasies and unwritten rules that have to be taken into consideration. So establishing those adult boundaries, especially with our parents, where that might be a problem, and letting your family, your parents, right, know that your relationship with your partner and your children is your priority.
Yes.
Right? That's one that I really try to emphasize in my couples is that this idea of the couple bubble mm-hmm. and that people oftentimes feel, men in particular, caught between the demands of their mother and their wife. And I say, there's no contest here.
Yeah.
Your priority is your wife.
Right.
And you need to be really clear to your parents that my partner is...
Yeah, that's got to be tough, and I'm not sure how you would express that without having a holiday meltdown.
Well, and trying to create that couple bubble all year round.
Yes.
But it is really, really important, and many women have felt as though they were second mm-hmm. and that the mom's got all of their needs doing, right? Because the moms, they're used to meeting their mom's needs, but the wives then feel like, well, do I not
right.
matter? Do my feelings not matter? So trying to reestablish new adult boundaries that are healthier and more functional and helping men to understand that developmentally, this is your new person.
Right.
Yeah. And that your mom should be okay with saying no.
Well, I know I can, when I married Jeff, there was this transition where taking care of little things around the house or my dad, I wasn't calling my dad. You know, Jeff was taking
yes.
care of it. And so there was that like, wow, you
yes.
know, what do you mean? You
yes.
know?
Yes. So what I think is really important is that we walk into the holidays communicating mm-hmm. about what the danger points are, what we need and what we're feeling, and that there is that climate of being able to share that, especially with your partner.
Right.
And that there's conversations that help you to navigate what the difficult parts are going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Communication, people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get through it.
Yes, we will.
Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
I hope you do
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Next show, we're going to be talking Christmas.
Yes.
And you'll have Hanukkah, and we'll just
yes
we'll have some more, well, we have family stuff to talk about, so
yes. Next week's topic is how to avoid family conflicts during the holidays.
Well, there you go. We'll see you in December.
All right, take
this
care.
This is Functional Health Radio. Yeah.